Ice cold vodka seems like it might be the beverage of choice for Soviet summers, but the real way Russians have historically beat the heat is a drink made from fermented bread. It's called kvass. And some think it's ready to find new fans in America. Dina Prichip went to Brooklyn to find out.
When Eugenia Glavinsky was growing up in Ukraine, she didn't line up for the ice cream truck in summertime. Instead, she lined up for the kvass truck.
We didn't have sodas in the Soviet Union when we grew up. We barely had water to buy on the street. So kvass was saving our lives, actually.
Kvass is a fermented drink, sort of like a barely alcoholic beer. And in Russian towns and villages, you could find the kvass truck every summer, sort of like a big tank on wheels.
It was very dark color kvass, always the same taste. Always the same taste.
The dark color and distinctive taste come from Russian brown bread. You soak it in water, then add some yeast, sometimes a handful of raisins. Then let it ferment until it bubbles up with a surprisingly refreshing sour taste.
It's very, very, very old recipe. I believe Russians always had kvass.
It's so old that nobody can tell you how old it is. The first time when kvass was mentioned in Russian chronicles, it's something in the end of the 10th century.
Russian writer Alexander Janus says there's good reason for kvass's long history. First off, there's the flavor.
The sour is the taste of Russia. Everything's supposed to be sour for Russian taste, like sour cream, for example, or pickled cucumber, cabbage, mushroom.
It's no surprise Russians have a taste for pickles. Fermentation helped preserve vitamin-filled fruits and vegetables for the long, cold winter. And the acid that comes from fermentation gives you more than just an addictive tang. It lowers the pH enough to kill bad bacteria, which means that drinking kvass can be safer than drinking questionable water. But modern kvass isn't quite the same animal.
Nowadays, it's almost impossible to drink real kvass in America because it's not alive. It's like difference like draft beer and bottled beer. All bottled kvass is basically water and sugar.
Large commercial kvass companies in Russia, including Coca-Cola, make something that's more like a malt soda. It's got lots of sugar and fizz that comes from carbonation, not fermentation. But the old methods haven't disappeared.
We are Brooklyn young 20-somethings making a naturally fermented drink, but we're also reaching into something that actually has a lot of meaning in the world and in reintroducing it.
Jeffrey Yoskowitz is one of the founders of Gefilteria, a company that revives old-world Jewish foods and sells them in gourmet stores. They make a bright-tasting beet and ginger kvass that bubbles up with a spectacular purple foam when you open it. They're also working on a rye and mint kvass using leftover bread from a local New York deli. This may seem like a tough sell to American palates, but Yoskowitz and his partner, Liz Alpern, point to other strange-sounding fermented foods that are now popular, like kombucha tea.
We always say similar bacteria to what's in yogurt, we call it a beet kombucha.
Because kombucha is sort of mainstream to a certain extent in our own little, you know, hipster shtetl, I guess.
And with the growing interest in home brewing, pickling, and probiotics, not to mention kvass's old-world Slavic charm, they're hoping they can also find some new fans for this very old drink. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichip.